Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Hey, guys, listen, the only thing I know to do is to be completely honest with you. We are having very exciting technical difficulties. As you know, I'm here in Los Angeles. We're broadcasting live in Seattle, amongst other areas, but I can't hear the people in Seattle. So we're putting my psychic abilities completely to the test. I'm doing everything from the other side, estimating when we're going to break, hoping you can hear me, trying to get my chakras in alignment, and also frantically searching for a Valium. Just joking. So guys, this hour, our guest is going to be Danielle McKinnon. She is an animal intuitive. She is also a psychic. She's going to be part of the weekend at the Omega Institute, and I'm super, super excited because she is going to be connecting with our dog, Bernie. David and I have been talking to Bernie all morning long. Bernie, you can be honest. You can tell her what your issues are. You can tell her what you feel about us. But if you want lamb for dinner, you better be kind. So I'm super fascinated because the truth is people ask me all the time what kind of energy that I get from pets. And it's not my specialty. So when we have Danielle come on, I think it's going to be pretty cool to hear how she connects and how she does it and gives us tips how to do it as well. Guys, I'm talking all alone here. So I'm going to go into what we're going to discuss in segment four, which is some news topics. So Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger are getting divorced, which everyone was kind of shocked by. I wasn't. I mean, I don't know about you, if you've ever watched them live on the news or in any interview, but I always kind of got a sense of stress there. You don't have to know that politically they're completely different. He's a Republican. She's a Democrat. But energetically, it just felt like they never really mixed. She always seemed like a very focused, you know, driven person. He was an outward personality. And everyone on the news this morning was saying how shocked they were that she was breaking up with him or that it was amicable. But in my mind, I thought it was kind of obvious. So I'm curious what you think back. What do you think? Did you get an energy from it? You can always send us a message on Transformation Talk Radio. Click the instant feedback button and I might read it on the air. But I thought it was kind of obvious. Second thing that's going on is Meredith Vieira said that she was leaving the Today Show. I love Meredith. Not shocked at that. I'm actually kind of impressed. You know, she had a five-year contract. She did the full 5 years. I think she's kind of cashing out. She wants to spend more time with her family. And I completely support that. I think that's pretty cool. You know, there are so many people that they keep renewing it and they're on the air forever and ever and ever. And I think there's something kind of powerful of saying, you know, I'm going to cash out, spend more time with my family, be connected with them. And I give her a lot of credit for that. I think that's cool. So I think Ann Curry is taking her spot, and you know she's excited. When you watch that interview, she was getting like all tearful and weepy and saying, oh, I wish you could stay. I wish you could stay. But you know she's excited. That's a huge promotion for her. So that's very exciting. And then the rumor, which I'm obsessed with, is that Katie Couric and Matt Lauer may be doing a daytime talk show together. Can you believe I was a huge Matt Lauer fan? When I used to live in New York in high school, he used to do the local news. And I would wake up in the morning, and this would be before I'd come out of the closet, and I'd be like, why am I so obsessed with that Matty? There's just something about him I think is really cute. So if Matt Lauer and Katie Couric did their own show together, I would be super, super excited. I don't think it would be news, though. I think it'd be more like a, I don't know, like a Regis and Kelly kind of a thing, but I think that would be super cool. So guys, I kind of feel like I'm talking all alone here, and that's all right because I can't hear anything. So stay with me. We're also going to be announcing our Cosmic Coaching winner. You guys sent in so many good entries. It was really, really hard to pick. So in segment four, we're going to have Kevin, Casey, and Anne on the line. They're both the three finalists. They don't know who's going to win. To be honest with you, even on the car ride to the studio today, I was still like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. They were great stories. And to everybody that sent in a story, it was really awesome. I mean, they came from everywhere, from Canada and from New York and from Texas and Seattle. I mean, it was all over the country. And it was really, really sweet how honest you were about what your vision was and what you wanted to create. And really, I was honored that you were even interested in sharing on the air, you know, what you were going through. So we're really excited to announce the winner. Don't forget, Danielle McKinnon is allegedly going to be with us this hour if we can connect with her. And we're going to take your calls. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Danielle will be able to talk to your pets. She'll be able to figure out if there are any health or emotional issues going on with them. But she can also connect with you. So if you have a question for me or for Danielle, our number again is 1-800-930-2819. David's telling me to take a deep breath, which is probably the right thing to do. So again, guys, if you're just tuning in, we're having some slight technical difficulties, and I'm going to try and figure that out. We're going to take a little bit of a break earlier, Benny, if you're prepared for that, because I just want to kind of get organized. Is Benny prepared for that, guys? To take a break earlier? Yes? Anyone? Is he prepared? He's not prepared. Oh my God, I can hear Benny. It's happening right now. I hear the music. We're connected. This is very exciting, guys. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Danielle McKinnon is going to be here. I will align my chakras. We can get a little bit more balance. Call us at 1-800-930-2819. This is Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001. Hey everybody, it's Dougal Fraser. Guys, how exciting. We are connected. I can hear Seattle. I can hear Benny. I can hear Valerie. Most importantly, I can hear our very special guest, Danielle McKinnon, who is joining us. Don't forget, Danielle is an animal intuitive. She is a soul contract and intuitive, an intuitive coach. She was named one of Bob Olson's top 10 psychic mediums. Her work is in revealing the soul contract between pet and human. She's also going to be at the Omega Institute with me in June with John Holland and Colette Baron-Reed. Everybody, please welcome Danielle McKinnon. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, nice introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. You'll have to bear with me as I'm speaking a little bit quickly because we've had quite a festive morning today.
But in segment
two, it's all good. Exactly. So, Danielle, I have to be honest, I'm super excited that you're here because I've never worked with a pet intuitive before. And this morning during breakfast, David and I were acting like showbiz mom and dads with our dog, Bernie. And we were like, Bernie, now be perky and try and be funny when you connect with Danielle. And you can be honest. If you want lamb for dinner, though, say something polite. So I'm dying to know, first of all, how did you discover that, would you say your specialty is with connecting with animals?
It's the thing that got me into the work in general. So it's kind of my jumping off point, and it's what most people know me for.
Yeah.
I actually have been doing it my whole life, except everybody thought I was like the kooky crazy person. can't imagine why. And then I stopped for a while because I went to college and discovered all the college stuff, that stuff.
Right.
And then my dog got sick, and a friend told me to go visit a pet psychic, and I was like, oh my God, I was so excited because I'd never been around one, and I always kind of thought, I can do this, and I'm doing it every day, and as soon as I met with him, I realized that this was my sole purpose. I needed to do this work, I needed to work with humans and people and animals and everybody together and help them all.
And let me ask you a question. What is the difference, or is there a difference, between connecting energetically with a human versus connecting energetically with an animal?
The difference is, for most people, if they open to it, it's easier to connect with an animal mm-hmm. because the animal can help. Animals, they communicate telepathically all the time, so they're really good at it. So it's
right.
like you have some additional assistance rather than connecting with a human who kind of has no idea how to connect telepathically, and it's just like, what'd you get?
Right. Exactly. Feels like a guessing game.
Right. But yeah. with animals, they'll tell you, they know that they're talking with you, they're conscious of it. So it's actually easier. If I work with clients who want to open their psychic senses, a mm. lot of the time I have them start with animals because it's kind of like the Pac-Man power pill. They're just
yeah.
better at it.
And one of the things, earlier in my career, the first time I'd ever had an experience with actually connecting with an animal, and I'm curious how you feel about this, if some animals speak or communicate energetically differently, was I was living in Dallas, and I had read for like one horse trainer, and then, when you give a reading, and then they refer all their friends, so then
yes.
like for the next 6 weeks, I was reading for horse trainers all the time. And it was the first time when they would ask me questions about a particular horse that they were working with, I've never experienced this before, but I really felt like the horse was talking to me. And they were so clear. This is the part of my body that hurts. This is the person that works in the area that I like or I don't like. And it literally felt like the way I might communicate or think about something in my head, but I could literally hear words and sentences. It was very, very clear. Now, personally, I've only had that experience with horses. So I'm curious, like, do particular animals kind of connect with you differently, or is it the same for you across the board?
Particular animals can connect differently, and particular species connect differently.
Really?
Yeah. Like, overall, most cats will be a little bit more standoffish than connecting with the dogs. But
right.
then you've got all the different various cat personalities within that.
Right.
Everybody can connect in sentences. Everybody can connect with words. All of them can use feelings, smells. They can all do it all, but it really comes down to, in the end, personal preference. That dog that you're connected with, how does that dog, if you meet a vocal dog, a dog who whines and cries and barks a lot, most
yeah.
likely that dog's going to be very, very talkative in my head
right.
because that's their personality.
Yeah, and we have a friend, I don't know if they're listening, Amy and Annie, and they have a dog, Bruce Wayne. And whenever we're at their house, no, and Bruce Wayne can say, I love you.
Out loud. Oh, I love that.
And he will literally say it, and it completely freaks me out. But then I come home, and I'm like, Bernie, what's going on? Bruce Wayne is talking to everyone on the block. Where are you, my love? Okay,
right.
So would you mind connecting? connecting with Bernie? Because it's very big for us. You know, we moved from New York to L.A. about 3.5 years ago. And part of our move was I grew up with dogs. David had never had a pet before. His family is not, you know, they're not into animals. And so it was a really big deal for him. It was, you know, I was like, you get to pick, you know, you've never had an animal before, because I think that's a fun process. So it's a big deal for us because it's our child. I'm going to admit I've become that person. He has a raincoat. You know, we're very proud of him. He travels. It's the only dog I know that's never flown coach, but that's a whole other issue. So I'm curious, Danielle, and Bernie does have an issue that I want to ask you about, but I'm curious, okay, what do you need for me? And guys, if you're going to call in, remember our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Danielle's going to connect with you and or your pet. But what do you need from me? Do you just go by the name, or how can we help you?
The way I want to do it with Bernie is I've got, obviously, Bernie's name. I have your and David's name because I need the humans involved. And then the specific question. But before we go there, I just want to ask, is Bernie very small?
I would say, well, see, this is a negotiating thing. He's definitely, yes, David, yeah, wanted like a Paris Hilton gay dog. And I was like, we cannot have a gay dog.
Okay.
No.
Well, let me explain why I'm asking.
Okay.
Because I feel like Bernie is treated like a very small dog, but isn't such a small dog. Does
yeah,
this make sense?
He,
you want to carry Bernie under your arm, but this isn't a 5-pound dog, but still is carried that way anyway.
You totally. Well, here's the thing. Bernie is about 15 pounds, but he's really tall. So when people see him in a park, they're like, he's not a small dog, and he acts like a big dog, and I'm like, he's perfect.
But like, he's treated like a teeny weeny little Paris Hilton dog.
And I'm not going to comment on that, David.
That's because I love him.
And I also want to say, there. I know you said he acts like a big dog, but there is a big prissiness there.
Oh, yeah. He definitely. Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing that I'm fascinated by Bernie. I've never had a dog before that gazes the way this dog does. Like, he will just lay in your lap and looks up into your eyes. And I know he's working me with, like, every ounce of his being. But he just gazes with this loving gaze. And it's like, aw.
And you know he's got you wrapped around his finger. Basically, Bernie's like, I can get them to do whatever I want.
Pretty much. We've definitely discovered, should we ever have children, God help us, I will definitely be the weak one, and David will be the one with the boundaries.
Yes, you will be needing to work on boundaries, too.
Exactly.
All right, what is the issue? Now, the information I'm giving you is how Bernie's coming through to me, kind of like a walking paradox.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you this, I don't get any big dog stuff. I'm only getting big dog stuff from you, not from Bernie.
Okay, so he sees himself as, like, the appropriate size.
Appropriate.
That's funny.
He sees himself as, he shows me, I'm treated like a queen. You know what I mean?
Even better.
All right, Danielle. Excuse me while I put my hair in a beret.
I love where this is.
No, you're right. The truth is, you should watch David make dinner for Bernie, because it's literally like a Top Chef episode. Hot water
like
is boiling.
Like 7-course meal or
I'm
something?
I'm telling David, I mean, like a good Jewish mother, he makes him chicken soup. It's like a whole thing. And
yeah.
So ridiculous.
And you get top ramen.
Exactly. Right. No soup for you.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so
all right,
what's the issue? So there's two issues that Bernie has. Last year when we were in New York, he was on the beach and he came back from like a run or something like that, and his eye was squinting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we took him to the vet, and there were two things. First, he'd gotten a little bit of a scrape on his eye.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they were checking him out, they realized that he actually had a cataract.
Okay.
And he's really young for that.
Okay,
he's only
so
like
wait, before
three.
You go further, I just want to tell you what he's saying about it before you even get to your question.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
No. And I feel like your question is this bothering him? Is this hard for him? Yes, there's a cataract there. There is a cataract there. It looks to me like it's in my right eye. Does that make sense?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Okay. So that what that tells me is that throughout the rest of us talking to him, right is going to be right and left is going to be left. Sometimes if they switch it, I know I have to switch it throughout the whole reading. But right is right, left is left.
Okay.
So it doesn't bother him at all.
Okay. And the vet
I just need to say one more thing about it.
Sure.
This dog is so darn pampered and coddled and taken care of that nothing could ever inconvenience him. The eye's not an issue.
Okay. You know, I said to him yesterday, because he was whining, and I was like, you know, I think you're the only dog that gets a 45-minute hike every day. You know.
But here's the thing. The way you guys are. No, the way you guys are. If you thought something was coming from the side, you know, gonna scare her something, him or something, you'd be right there saying, now don't be scared. I mean, you're so on him. So the eye thing, not an issue. But it is more on one side of the eye than the other.
Well, so this is what I wanted to ask you. The vet thinks that we should have a surgery on the other eye to make sure
to prevent it
happening again. And my hit was not to do that. David, like, immediately called the insurance company and wanted him, like, flown by helicopter.
Well, I don't want him to be blind.
Well, first of all, he's not blind.
Right.
My right eye toward the inside has a blurry white spot. I mean, obviously I'm talking about his right eye, but it's coming through my right eye. And then the right side is pretty clear, the right side of the right eye. So it's only in an area, and it's a blurry white cloudy, like it's a white cloudy thing in the vision.
That's exactly what it looks like. And you can really usually only see it at night. Sometimes people don't even notice it, but yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. Oh, my God, Danielle.
Wait. So we got to ask him. We got to ask him. I'm assuming you want me to ask him, does he want the surgery?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. And his answer is no.
Okay.
Very clearly, no.
Very clearly, no.
No.
Okay, we're struggling with whether or not to take him to New York with us in June. He likes to fly, right?
There's no difference between flying and walking with him. The way he's just comfortable anywhere.
Well, that's why you've been doing all those hikes. You're getting him ready for the trip, you know? You're building up that, you know, tolerance.
New York is even busier for you than where you are now.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mind the busyness as long as he keeps... Oh, my God, you guys are hilarious. As long as he keeps being held.
Okay. Well, usually what we do when we go to New York is we take him to, and we leave him at my dad's house when we're in the city so he can play with other dogs and he's on the beach and he loves it.
So he can man up a little, right?
Oh,
I'm just saying. Sorry, Dougal, that was
He's the best dog in the world. He's our child. Guys, if you're on Facebook, you can see a photo of Bernie right now because I posted it and I was like, you know, this is a photo of Bernie. Go figure it out. Okay, guys, we are going to take a quick break. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. So when people call in, Danielle, they just need to say the name of the animal and what they want to know.
Yeah, and not something like, what does he have a message for me? You know?
Right, we want specific questions.
And then also if the animal's alive or not.
Okay, cool. That sounds great. So remember, guys, our number 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. Our guest, Danielle McKinnon. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Who picked that song? That is completely
correct. What do you mean? I did, of course.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
We'll no, do Hungry no, like it's the Atomic Dog from we'll George do, Clinton.
We'll do Hungry Like the Wolf as we go.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Hey, guys, this is Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. My guest with me today is Danielle McKinnon. She is an animal intuitive. And, guys, don't forget, Danielle is going to be with us in Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, June 10th through the 12th. We're going to be there with John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, again, Danielle McKinnon, and myself. We're going to spend the whole weekend together. It's going to be super fun. So if you want to get more information, go to my website, dougalfraser.com, click the appearances page, and can you learn more about it. Or you can also find us on Facebook, like Danielle McKinnon's Facebook page, or become friends with me. I feel like we should connect. You can see questions about Bernie and his photo and all that good stuff. So Danielle, we have got a ton of callers for you. We're going to go quickly to Chris in Wisconsin, who has a question about her cat. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. Say hello to Danielle.
Hello, Danielle.
Hello, Chris. What do you have for me?
Well, I have four cats. They're all alive.
Okay.
One of them, whose name is Bud, has kind of a chronic watering eye.
Okay.
And I wonder if he's uncomfortable with it, if it hurts him, you know, how he feels about it.
Okay. So I'll connect in with Bud. So Bud's name fits Bud, by the way. Bud's kind of like a bud. You know, Bud's not a girly cat. And I'm asking him about his eye. I, kind of like Bernie, the eye is not bothering Bud except that you keep touching it. So he would prefer that you didn't. It doesn't even look like you're putting medication in it. You're just checking it and cleaning it and touching it. It's not bothering him. More your concern is a little perturbing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he knows you love him, though. It's not at all that. It's just, hey, let's not touch my eye so much.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
Okay. But I don't want you walking away thinking he's saying he doesn't want you hanging out with him or petting him. It's just, let's take the focus off the eye.
Is it kind of like, Mom, my eye's fine, I'm good?
Pretty much. Like, oh my God. Exactly. More with the eye.
Chris is pacing in the bathroom looking for eye drops. Hey, Chris, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great day. Hey, Danielle. Okay, so we have a question that was emailed in from Diane in Atlanta. Diane says, we have a pet kitten. His name is Kit Kat, which is adorable. I have a son named Alex, and he really wanted this kitten. Any messages from Kit Kat? We've had him for about 7 months.
Okay, Kit Kat is definitely still very young because Kit Kat is not talking, you know. When I meet a kitten or a puppy, they kind of give me one word or just quick little flashes of feelings because they're not as developed. What's the son's name again?
The son's name was Alex.
Okay, Alex. Yeah. So Kit Kat, it seems that Alex is not quite giving the same amount of attention to Kit Kat as Alex was. So,
really?
Yeah. So Alex, Kit Kat would like a little bit more attention, a little bit more play time rather than, it feels like Alex kind of goes around Kit Kat a little bit more, maneuvers around rather than every time. It used to be that every time Alex saw Kit Kat, right there, Alex would be on Kit Kat playing, they'd play together. So Alex is just looking, Kit Kat is just looking for a little bit more play time.
I hear you, Kit Kat. I totally understand. Okay, guys, we have another call for you, Danielle. Trisha in Philadelphia is calling in. Trisha, say hi to Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Trisha.
How are you? How Dougal? How are you? I'm a California girl, by the way.
Hey, hey. Hey, Trisha, what's your question for Danielle?
I have two dogs, Dante, and he's 13, and Hudson, who's 8. And Dante is slowing down, and he's getting old, and I want to know if he's happy and if he's going to be around a lot longer for me.
I love the name Dante. That's so sweet. So, Danielle, what do you get?
I get, oh, so I'm asking Dante. Yep, Dante is definitely slowing down. But Dante, he doesn't mind. He likes being a little slower, laying around a little bit more. This isn't a bad thing. This isn't coming from being sick or anything like that. He's just slowing down.
Did I just hear Dante in the background?
Yes, that's Dante and Hudson. We're outside. Because, see, Hudson is such a bully. I'm on the phone, and he's like a kid. He's bugging me to play with him while I'm on the phone.
Well, let's connect with Hudson, then. I feel like if he's barking, we should connect with him.
Okay, Hudson.
Come here, honey.
So, and you're right. Hudson, when I connect with Hudson, very much more. You said Hudson's 8?
He's 8, but we still call him Mr. Puppy because
That's what I was going to say. Is he comes through at like 2 or 3 years old, a lot of. And I will also say that Hudson would love another dog.
No, I just too much. I already have two dogs.
I'm just telling you what he's asking for. Because Dante.
No, honey.
Dante and Hudson, they get along fine, but Dante's kind of doing his own thing a little bit more. And Hudson would love somebody to hang out with him and be kind of a goofball with him and roll around and wrestle with.
Oh, my God. I love that he keep barking in the background. I think that is hysterical.
I have to walk away. I'm walking away. He's bugging me. Thank you, everybody. Thanks,
Trisha. You know, and you know what we do? I always think, because I think Bernie's been wanting, you know, a friend as well. But we just take him to the dog park, and I'm like, you guys can hang out. You know, this is like club time for Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can come home and be alone.
But you know, are right.
He totally wants another one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm so not ready for that. It's very sweet,
so you know.
But I'm so not ready for that. So I'm curious also energetically with animals. So do you ever think that there's a lesson when people have an aversion to an animal? Like I have a complete ridiculous fear of snakes, like a totally ridiculous fear. And I think it roots from when I was younger. I remember in like first grade, Mr. Kelly's class, our science teacher, they brought in a guy with a big boa constrictor and everyone in the class had to go touch it. And I was the only boy that wouldn't go like touch the snake. I was afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember him saying, don't be a girl. And like very clearly in my head.
Wow.
But of course, ironically, my Chinese horoscope is the year of the snake. The one time I did a vision quest and I was with a Native American and he's like chanting over smoke. I was like, I hear it comes here. And he was like, you have snake. And I was like, oh, dear God. When we go on a hike, people always walk up to me and go, oh, I just saw a rattlesnake. And I'm like, I don't want this information. So I'm curious, I mean, I know traditionally snake is usually like power and sexuality, but what do you think the lesson is if someone has an aversion to a particular animal?
Well, so in my work, I found that people have soul contracts with animals. And
please don't tell me I have a contract with a snake.
You got a contract. And you not only have a soul contract with a, you don't have one with a specific animal like you do with Bernie. You have one with the species of snake. And that, from what I'm hearing, your soul contract with snake is about snake pushing you into higher and higher levels of consciousness. So every time that fear comes up about the snake, it's time for you to push yourself further. Kind of like overcoming it raises your vibration.
Yeah, it's funny because it's been better. I mean, I know this is going to sound crazy, but when I was younger, I remember getting my first car. I would get in the car in a parking lot, and I know the listeners think I'm a nut job now, and I would literally be like, I wonder if there's a snake under the car. Like, that's such a random thing to think on Long Island. There would be no snake. And recently, we were in Florida with David's family, and I was walking with my mother-in-law, and a snake crossed the path. And, you know, to be honest with you, when it happens in reality, I'm actually not that freaked out. I'm kind of fascinated by the way they function, and it doesn't seem as creepy. But David has seen me wake up in the middle of the night, and I think they're in the bedroom, and he just kind of goes, drink your juice, Shelby, in hopes that I relax.
Oh, wow.
But I've definitely had that kind of energy, and I've thought about maybe trying to, like, you know, I don't know, go to like a reptile place and connect with them in a different way, because I have such a kind of visceral reaction to it. I think that's interesting.
I think you need to look at it like every contact with a snake for you is an initiation, and you can choose to go through the initiation and move ahead or kind of get freaked out and not go through that initiation, but it will keep showing up until you go through it. I feel like snake will be with you forever.
Danielle, maybe at Omega I could come to your talk and you could like let me get close to my snake energy and completely have a meltdown in front of everyone.
Awesome.
That would be fantastic. So, guys, if you have a question for Danielle, remember our number is 1-800-930-2819. Danielle, the phones are ringing off the hook, so if they can't get to you, before we go to the next call, what's the best way that people can reach you for a private session?
Go to my website, daniellemckinnon.com, and you can schedule everything and do it all right there on the website.
Okay, cool. We're going to go to another caller. We have Cindy in Kansas. Hey, Cindy, say hi to Danielle.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Cindy.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's your question, Cindy?
I don't really have a question. I went through Danielle's animal communication course a year ago.
This is Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Yes. So I'm just kind of checking in to see how I've done over the year.
Well, it definitely looks like you've come out quite a bit more since we stopped the program, since you completed it.
Well, I have my website almost done, and it's ready to go. I just have to change a few little things, and then it's out there. So,
and it looks like you have some writing to do.
I do, which is really odd because I always encourage everybody else to write, but I don't write.
Well, it's funny, Cindy, if you don't mind, you know, the minute I tune into your energy, I get a really, really soft purple, but it's above you. And purple light is the color of the leader. It's the person who stands in front of people. They deliver information. And it feels like part of what you're working on is really integrating that part of you that recognizes that you're a leader. I admire the fact that you want to keep your ego in check. But remember, ego sometimes is important for us to have. You know, you have to have an ego to command presence, to have a self of, sense of self and sense of awareness. But it really feels like you're working on your leadership energy. And I feel like a great affirmation for you would be to know that you can be a leader and still be poised and graceful and loving at the same time. Does that make sense?
It does. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, 100% sense, Dougal.
So what was the course that you did with Danielle?
I did her animal communication.
Oh, how cool.
She did my mentoring program.
And how does the program work?
It's 9 sessions over a course of 18 weeks, and we work toward, like with Cindy, we work toward getting her prepared and feeling good and confident and kind of worked on the back-end business aspects so that she could be a professional animal communicator.
I love that. See, that is my favorite kind of work, when there's an intuitive or a healer who is all about teaching people to do the work versus just coming to you for the work. That is my absolute favorite. I think that's terrific. So, Cindy, anchor that purple energy, have that leadership quality, and know that you can still have attention, be graceful, and be loving, and that will follow with success, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Cindy, thanks so much for your call. Okay, we have another really great question, I think, here. Aaron from Seattle says, my dog Leroy is pretty aggressive around other dogs, and is there any way to help him be nice around them? Because I can't take him to the dog park without worrying about him getting into a fight, and I would like to be able to take him to a dog park or possibly get another dog. This is a good question.
It is a good question. What was the writer inner's name?
Aaron, and the dog is Leroy.
Okay. So Leroy, even when I connect with Leroy, there actually is a kind of a hyperactive, strong, aggressive energy as well. Not that he's coming after me energetically, but he's definitely kind of like, I got to protect myself. I feel like Leroy doesn't understand his sense of home, his sense of where his security is coming from. And so Aaron's going to have to work on that piece. Some of that means she has to step up and be what Cesar Millan calls the alpha. But some of it also means he feels insecure in his home. So she's going to have to start working on, this is your home. We've got you here forever with us. We're excited. You know, he's insecure. This is not angry, although it's coming through as anger energy. The core emotion is not anger. It's insecurity. It's lack of confidence. It's not knowing his place. So all she has to do is start working on helping him feel secure in his place. And that doesn't mean babying him. It actually means standing up and being like, this is your place. This is your job. I've got it under control. Kind of staying in that energy as his confidence builds, because he now knows his place. His interactions with other dogs will start to soften.
And what do you mean by this is his job? Like, that's something that really popped out at me. I've seen dogs before, and, you know, I've seen on, like, the Dog Whisperer where you have them carry, like, the water bottle, or they carry, like, a piece of wood. Is it a particular breed, or how do you know if a dog needs to be assigned a task?
Some dogs, I worked with a dog today, a German Shepherd who, not actually, he just looks like a German Shepherd, a big black dog who said he wanted to be shaved, which was very odd because he's huge, but he started doing agility courses, and there's some German Shepherd in there. German Shepherds are work dogs, so he took on the agility course like it was his job. It was his thing to do. He needed to feel good about having that sense of purpose, and Leroy is the same way. He needs to feel like he has a job. Right now his job is protecting himself, you know, trying to make himself feel secure, but that's not really going to work that well in the everyday world when they're out there meeting other people and dogs.
Right.
A lot of animals, like Bernie's job is to be pampered.
Are you saying Bernie's a diva?
No.
Not
Bernie
at all.
Says
what
Bernie
are you
is a diva.
What gave you that impression?
Well, and he's fine with that. He's like, I'm here. This is me. I'm good. I got my job. I know how it all works. There are other animals who need a full-on go-do-it job.
Right,
Bernie's
right.
More of a receiver. And then these work dogs, like a German Shepherd, pit bulls even, they need to have a sense of purpose that they go and do. And that's what Leroy needs. But he can't have that until he feels secure in his position.
I love it. Aaron, I say you tell Leroy to learn how to clean the bathroom, and then everything will be okay. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest today is Danielle McKinnon, pet psychic. She's amazing. She's going to be with us at the Omega Institute. Go to my website, DougalFraser.com. Click appearances for more information. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to getproactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289.
That's 1-800-489-0289.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dougal Fraser's show. You're listening to a very exciting hour of our program. Again, our guest has been Danielle McKinnon. Danielle, that was super, super fun. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I loved being on the show.
It's a little bit crazy.
I love it.
Good. I'm glad. So remember, Danielle, for people that couldn't get through today and speak to you, how can they get a hold of you?
The easiest way is DanielleMcKinnon.com, my website. They can also check me out on Twitter and Facebook, but DanielleMcKinnon.com will get you whatever you want.
And remember, that's MacKinnon, DanielleMcKinnon.com. And don't forget, June 10th through the 12th, we are going to be at the Omega Institute with John Holland, Colette Barham-Reed, Danielle, and myself. So go to my website, DougalFraser.com. You can click the appearances page and come join us because it's going to be really fun. Apparently, during a commercial break, Danielle said that we're allowed to heckle each other, which I think is very exciting.
So we last year.
So you can talk to your loved ones. You can talk to your pets. You can learn about your aura, and you'll get predictions. It's kind of crazy. Come join us. It's going to be super fun. Danielle, I'll see you in about a month.
I'm very excited. Yay!
Me too. Thanks again for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Guys, that was super fun. I have to admit, I'm definitely going to need to go home and take a nap because we were having some issues in the beginning, but we've ironed it out, and I'm feeling good. And here's the really exciting part. So earlier you heard me talking about the Cosmic Coaching Contest. And again, we were floored with the entries. They were amazing. I mean, from all over Canada, just several states, there were such sweet entries. And you guys were so, so honest. And it was really, really difficult to select a winner. And David and I were going back and forth and back and forth and reading them over and over and over again. And again, so what we're doing here is a person is going to win a Cosmic Coaching Package, which is basically going to be 5 weekly appointments. They're going to come on the air and talk about what they're working through, how we're targeting their goals and making them happen. And the idea being that you can learn from their process. You know, basically, we're all getting it for free and we're working together. And it was really hard to select a person. So we have some people on the line. We're going to ask them to kind of talk a little bit about their process. So first, we're going to start with Casey. Casey, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Casey, how are you doing?
I'm awesome.
Well, I just have to tell you, you are our winner.
No way.
Way.
Oh, my
Yay! God. Congratulations.
Okay, now I'm really awesome. That's so cool.
Well, David wanted to make it like this whole secret thing, and he was like, we can't tell her. And I was like, but I want to tell her. So there really isn't anybody else waiting. You're the winner.
That is, no way, really?
I swear, there's nobody else waiting. You are waiting. You are the winner.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
So I want to read.
I'm totally nervous right now.
I know. So I want to read one of the first things. This is one of the things that caught me. I won't read anything, but her first sentence was, "Dear Dougal, my initial thoughts when I heard about this contest went something like this. That is freaking sweet. Whoever gets that is so lucky. Don't even bother writing in for it. You won't get it. This is a waste of time since you won't get it. Don't do it. You won't get it. Then I read your blog about rejection and I decided it's gut check time. I'm going for it. Well, and then she says,
and then you probably.
That's I can't read graphic. That next sentence. But what I love is, what I loved about yours, Casey, is you were very honest about your fear. And mm-hmm. then you recognized it and you were like, you know what? That's my fear talking and I'm going for it because I could still actually win and be the contestant. My voice is worth something. And I have to say that drive, that enthusiasm, that excitement really caught me.
Wow. Well, it's, I'm so ready to start with my coaching because even right now in this moment, I almost am like in disbelief that I'm the winner. And it's a small feeling of like not, it's, I don't deserve it. Although the majority of me feels like I do.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to work with you and I think you're just amazing. So.
Well, thank you. And that's one of the things we're going to work on because I think everybody can relate to that. You know, even
yeah.
if I get like a sweepstake in the mail or, you know, I've been to like a small event where they're like, oh, drop your business card and you could win something. And I always have that first reaction where I'm like, why would I do that? I'm not going to win. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And I think that faces us all the time. It's not just about whether or not I'm going to win a contest. It's why would I apply for that job? I'm not going to get it. Why would I tell that person how I feel? I might get rejected. Why would I set my intention? It might not work out. And a large part of the coaching program is to recognize that we all have that voice in our head that says it won't work out, so I may as not try. And what we're going to work on together is recognizing that voice, because I don't know if that voice ever goes away, but you saw it as you were writing it and you thought, you know what? I'm just going to go in anyway. And what I love is you didn't have attachment to it. You kept saying throughout the letter, whoever wins this, this is so fun. And I really think that's the way to manifest. You know what I mean? If you're not attached to it and you're just pure and like, if this is what's supposed to be, then that's great. And I really, really think that was phenomenal that you did that.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll have to say, Valerie, even when she called me and put me on hold, she said she had a few other people to call.
Mm-hmm.
So she was awesome with tricking me, too, thinking that there were still people on the phone waiting to announce the winner.
Wait,
so.
To go, Valerie.
Yeah, yeah, Valerie.
well,
Casey,
but yeah,
I'm...
and I. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say one of the reasons I think I felt so comfortable sharing and being totally candid with you is because you often say your fears too, and I know you were saying before you started your radio show you got nervous and didn't know if, you know, people would listen to the show or want to hear what you had to say, and you did it anyway. So I think you're already such a powerful force for me. So
well, you're so
I'm
sweet.
Ready, Dougal.
I'm ready too. The other thing that you said was I want to follow my passion for fitness, writing, and helping people, but I don't really know how to do that. So that is what we're going to work on together. This
okay.
week we'll have a session. We'll do follow-up sessions so you can come on the air. Guys, I want you to welcome our new, basically, field correspondent and cosmic coaching contest winner, Casey. She's going to be joining us on a fairly regular basis. Congratulations, Casey. David will call you this week, and we'll set up some time to talk, okay?
So awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
I'll talk
Casey.
To you soon. Guys, how exciting was that? And don't forget, if you didn't win, we'll probably do this again after Casey's sessions are finished. But I just think it's, you know, remember, as you give, so shall you receive. If there's something in your life that you can do, kind of connect with people, help them out, it all comes back tenfold. And I really think there's something powerful about talking about our own journeys. You know, even on the phone, when we take our callers, if you didn't get through to talk to Danielle, we all have similar issues with our pets or some people that have called in with questions that are going on in their life. I really think we all have the same struggles. It doesn't matter how old you are, what background you're from, what career you're in. At the core, we're all working on the same stuff, and I think we can really learn from each other. Like Benny, we've learned today how to handle a complete disastrous event.
It was not. There was just, I had to sidestep just a little bit. And
come on, was your heart pounding?
Oh my God. I even sent that to Valerie. I go, my heart was beating literally like a mile a minute. Like, I was panicked. Valerie was running all over trying to find our engineer who's basically done a fabulous job. Jim and his crew.
Jim.
Like,
can
yeah,
get a
Jim.
Gotta
give a shout out to Jim. Like, Jim's rebuilding with his crew, like, 10 studios in the,
wow.
So fast. I mean, and they're obviously getting all of our, we need this and you need that, blah, 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 and back and forth. And literally, we came down to the wire and he pulled
it off. Literally, I said to David, I was like, I think we're on the air now. And so for people that are listening, just so you know, because I'm fascinated by this stuff. So I'm in Los Angeles. Our station that it comes out of, that it launches from, is in Seattle, and I couldn't hear Benny, so I don't know when we're live. I couldn't hear the commercials, so it's kind of like just standing in a dark room and talking, and luckily I'm kind of narcissistic enough that I think that that's appropriate.
I kind of like that. How big's the room then? Like,
rambling.
Where's the room? Yeah, you did just fine. I mean, that's what a well-experienced talent does.
Oh, my God. From this moment forward, maybe we'll only do.
You can take
shows.
A bow. Go ahead and take your bow. Take your bow.
Thank you very much. Guys, I'm exhausted. It's been super fun. If you want to go get more information, go to my website, www.dougalfraser.com. I'm going to take a deep breath, and of course, I'm going to take Bernie for a hike, because now we know that Bernie's a diva who likes to be treated like a small dog.
Does Bernie like to ride in like the car, like on one of those elevated seats to look out the window?
No.
He's in the back. Come on, it's
but still, he could be in like a little booster chair.
But
like
we did
booster.
Buy a particular car for Bernie.
Oh my God, you did!
And it's way too big.
Did you
and
take
it's
him
so,
around? So
I
what
swear,
do you think, Bernie?
It's so unnecessary that we have this car. But I was like, I want him to have room, and he needs to be, you know. No, I'm serious. And the dog has never flown coach. It's ridiculous.
Only the best.
Only the best for our Capital Burn. That's also his nickname. Okay, guys, I'm going to go. It's been great. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting me through this show. I did it. I'm going to go take a break. Remember, DougalFraser.com. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll see you next week. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.